Open Windows, September the 11th. Flame of Love. In 2 Corinthians 5:14 we read these words. Christ's love compels us. The love of God shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit. Oh, that was the dynamic of service. Now that is simple and it works two ways. All activity and work, and what is called service for the Lord, without that behind it, is lacking the true power of fruitful service. But if that is there, well, we cannot help being the Lord's servants. Nothing can make us true servants of the Lord but a personal, passionate love for Him. Nothing can substitute that. But given that, there is no need for any kind of human ordination, an ecclesiastical setting apart. You are the Lord's servant, right enough, if you have an adequate love for Himself in your heart. It will work out. All our value to the Lord depends on the measure of our heart love for Himself. That is all. There is nothing profound about that, but it is testing. We may do many things, like the church at Ephesus later on. It did many things, but the Lord said, I have this against thee, that thou hast left thy first love. And in effect, he said, there is no justification in your lampstand remaining. It is merely an empty profession, an outward vessel without the inner Lord, the inner light. And unless this original first love is recovered, it is mere profession. Oh, doing many things, but the thing which justifies our existence is that love, and only that. Nothing but that love will keep us going. It is the power of endurance through the years. And it is an awful thing to come to a Christian life which has got to be kept up without that love for the Lord in the heart. It is only that love that really makes the Christian life possible under the strain of the years. I am quite sure that in the case of the apostle, with all his suffering and all he had to meet, the thing that kept him going was that flame of love in his own heart for the Lord Himself. Through the suffering, nothing but a strong love for the Lord will keep us going. Oh, Christ's love compels us.